So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned that regarding mitzvah saseh, positive mitzvahs, there's a distinction in that b'chol mitzvah saseh shezman gerama, anashim chayavin b'nashim peturis. For all mitzvahs saseh that are time-bound, only men are obligated, but women are exempt. However, b'chol mitzvah saseh shalei yezman gerama, echer hanashim v'echer hanashim chayavin. For all mitzvahs saseh that are not time-bound, both men and women are equally obligated. The Braisa elaborates, Tan Rabbanan, ezuhi mitzvah saseh shezman gerama. The following are mitzvahs to say that are time-bound. Sukkah, v'lulav, sukkah and lulav are only on sukkahs. Shafer is only on Rosh Hashanah. V'tzitzis v'tvilin, tzitzis and tefillin are worn only during the day. And as Rashi explains, the Braisa concurs with the opinion that Laila loves man tefillin. Inami, Shabbos v'yom tov loves man tefillin. One is exempt from wearing tefillin at night or on Shabbos v'yom tov. V'zu mitzvahs to say shaloy yezman gerama. The following are mitzvahs to say that are not time-bound, as they are applicable at all times. Mezuzah, fixing a mezuzah to the doorpost of one's home. Makah, building a fence on one's roof. Aveda, returning a lost item. Bishaluach hakein, sending away the mother before taking the small birds or eggs. The Gemara mentions, however, that there are three exceptions to the halacha of v'chol mitzvah saseh shezman gerama nashim peturis. And women are actually obligated in the following mitzvahs, even though they are zman gerama. Matzah, as Rashi explains, because there is a hekesh from matzah to the isur chametz in the pasuk of leisoichel lov chametz shivas yom teichel lov matzahs. This teaches kosher yeshne b'bal teichel chametz yeshne b'kum ochel matzah. Anybody who is liable for the isur chametz, which includes women, because it's a lav, is also obligated in the mitzvah of matzah. Simcha, because the pasuk specifies v'samachta b'chagecha ato uvintru vitecha. Hakel, because the pasuk specifies hakel esam ha'noshim v'ha'noshim v'ataf. And there are also three exceptions of halacha of mitzvah saseh shaloy yezman gerama nashim chayavin. And women are actually exempt from these mitzvahs even though they're not zman gerama. Talmud Torah, because the pasuk specifies v'shenantem levenecha v'loy levenaisecha, teach your sons but not your daughters. Pru u'revu, because the pasuk states u'milu esa arz v'chibshua, by having children they will conquer the land. Ish darker lichvish ve'in isha darker lichvish. It's only the manner of a man to conquer, but not the manner of a woman. Therefore, the obligation of Puravu is upon a man and not upon a woman. Pidyon HaBen, because the pasuk specifies kol b'chor b'necha tifte, b'necha v'le b'neisecha. This was discussed at length on Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara now proceeds with the source of mitzvahs saseh shezman gerama nashim peturis. Women are exempt from all mitzvahs that are time-bound, because there's a mamatzina from tefillin. Ma tefillin nashim peturis of kol mitzvahs saseh shezman gerama nashim peturis. Just as women are exempt from tefillin, which is zman gerama, so too women are exempt from all of the mitzvahs that are zman gerama. And the women are exempt from tefillin because there's a hekesh, a comparison of tefillin to Talmud Torah in the pasuk v'shenantem levenecha, ukshartem lo'is al yidecha, mat Talmud Torah nashim peturis, av tefillin nashim peturis. Just as women are exempt from Talmud Torah, as mentioned earlier, levenecha v'loy levenaisecha, they're also exempt from tefillin. However, we do not make a counter-hekesh from tefillin to mezuzah in the next pasuk, uchsavtem ha-mezuzah pesecha, and say that just as women are obligated in mezuzah, they are obligated in tefillin, because tefillin and Talmud Torah iskish be-meparsha rishayin to be-meparsha shniyah. The hekesh from tefillin to Talmud Torah is found in both the first and second parsha of Kriya Shema, but tefillin to mezuzah be-parsha shniyah lo iskish. The hekesh from tefillin to mezuzah is only in the first parsha, but not in the second parsha. The Gemara asks, why don't we make a counter mamatzina from matzah and hakel to all mitzvahs? That just as women are obligated in those mitzvahs even though they are zman gerama, they're also obligated in all mitzvahs even those that are zman gerama. The Gemara explains that we cannot make this mamatzina because havalu shnei kesuv haboim ke'echad ve'im alamdin. Matzah and hakel are two sources for nashim chayavis and lo yitzrichi. We don't need both. Therefore, it falls under the principle kol shnei kesuv haboim ke'echad im alamdin. We have a rule that if the Torah states a principle regarding two halachas unnecessarily, as in our case, where we could have learned hakel from matzah, it is meant to be applied specifically in those areas and not others. Therefore, we cannot apply the principle of nashim chayavis to all other mitzvahs. However, we do make the mamatzina from tefillin, even though there is also a second source for nashim peturis in the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Women are exempt from appearing in the azara on Yom Tov since the pasuk specifies yiroch al zuchurcha, because tefillin and ri'iyah are not considered shnei kesuv mabayim ke'echad, because tzrichi, both sources are necessary. Dikas rachmana tefillin mele kasa ri'iyah hava mina neilav ri'iyah ri'iyah mehakel. Had the pasuk not written ri'iyah, we would have assumed that Nashim Chayavis, because there is a Gzeirah Shavah through the word Re'iyah from the mitzvah of Hakel to the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Because Rachmana Re'iyah, Belikasa Tfilin, Havamina Akesh Tfilin, Lemezuzah, Tzricha. And had the pasuk not written Tfilin, we would have then assumed that Nashim Chayavis, because there is a Hekesh from Tfilin to Mezuzah, as I explained earlier. Therefore, the two sources are Tzrichi for Nashim Beturis. However, regarding Matzah and Hakel, Nicht Rachmana Matzah, Belikasa Hakel. Had the pasuk written only Matzah, we would have still known that Nashim Chayavis Bahakel. Because of Anna Amina, Tfeilim Chayavin, Nashim Lekoshkin, if even children are obligated, certainly women are obligated to come. Therefore, Le Tzrichi, and Havalush Negsum, Abom Ke'echad Ve'im Alamdin. To summarize this point regarding Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Gurama, we derive that Nashim Beturis from a Mamat Sinah from Tfilin. And we cannot derive that Nashim Chayavis from a Mamat Sinah from Matzah Bahakel, because Havalush Negsum, Abom Ke'echad Ve'im Alamdin. The Gemara proceeds with the source of mitzvahs that say shaloyas mangurama nashim chayavas. Women are obligated in all mitzvahs that are not time bound, because there is a mamatzina from the mitzvah of meira to all mitzvahs. Mam meira nashim chayavas af kol mitzvahs that say shaloyas mangurama nashim chayavas. Just as women are obligated in the mitzvah of ish ime v'av tiro to respect one's parents, that is not mangurama. So too, women are obligated in all mitzvahs that are not mangurama. The Gemara asks, v'nelef mitalmud Torah. Why don't we make a counter mamatzina from Talmud Torah? That just as women are exempt from Talmud Torah, even though it is not Zman Gerama, they're also exempt from all other mitzvahs, even those that are not Zman Gerama. The Gemara explains that we cannot make this mamatzina because Talmud Torah and Pru Urevu are two sources for Nashim Beturis and Loi Tzrichi, and therefore Hablush Negsum Abam Ke'echad Ve'im Alamdin. And even according to Rabbi Yechim and Bereku, who holds that women are obligated in Per Berivya, however Talmud Torah and Pidya Ben are two sources for Nashim Beturis, and loy tzrichi, and therefore hablush negisum abam ke'echad ve'im alamdin. However, we do make the mamatzina from Meira, even though according to Rabbi Yechim and Bereka, Puruvu is a second source of Nashim Chayavis, because tzrichi, both sources are necessary. Dikas rachmana Meira b'lakasa Puruvya, had the Torah not written Puruvu, we would have assumed that Nashim Beturis, like the Chachamim, who hold ish darke lichvish ve'in isha darke lichvish. Because of Puruvya b'lakasa Meira, and had the Torah not written Meira, we would have then assumed that Nashim Beturis, because Ish the Sipik Biyad the Las is in, Ish the Intipik Biyad the Las is loy. Only a man is obligated because he can always fulfill this mitzvah. However, a woman is exempt since she cannot always fulfill this mitzvah properly, because when married, she must primarily give respect to her husband, therefore Tzrichi. To summarize this point regarding Mitzvah Sasei Shaloyz Mangarama, we derive that Nashim Chayavis from a Mamatina from Meira, and we cannot derive the Nashim Beturis from a Mamatzina from Talmud Torah or Puruvu or from Talmud Torah or Pinya Ben, because Havadushnei Ksum Abom Ke'echad Ve'im Alamdin. This discussion continues in the next half.